As you relax in a beautiful, calm place, make sure you're in a place where you won't be disturbed for a little while. Then take a big breath in, and as you breathe out, once again let those eyes relax and close. And you may even want to begin to focus your attention on those eyelids for a moment and let them become so relaxed they just won't work. That's it. Then send that level of comfort all the way down across your body from the top of your head down to the tips of those toes. And as you continue to relax now, I want you just to focus on the muscles in your hands for a moment. And the muscles in your arms. And when they start to relax more deeply, more blood and oxygen can begin to travel to these areas, and just getting a sense now of resting even more deeply and with greater comfort as you listen to the following words. That's it. And you really don't have to try to do anything at all, because a very deep part of you can listen, and your conscious mind can do whatever it likes. And just getting a sense of breathing rest, deeper and deeper into those toes now. Almost as if you could watch that calm just beginning to circulate around the body, bringing so much peace and comfort, and getting a sense of relaxation beginning to drift now round to the heels of your feet and all around the sides of those feet and under those feet with such calm comfort. That's it. The rest and comfort can just start to drift up those calves now and up through the shins, right up to the knees. And the thigh bones can relax deeper. The backs of the legs and your pelvis bones and buttocks can all just rest so completely now. And I'd like you to get a sense of all the bones in your spinal column just relaxing, as you now breathe utter calm and comfort right the way throughout your back, through all the bones and muscles, that's it. And the ribs protecting your precious lungs can relax. And that calm and peace can rise right up through the chest area. That's it. And just get the sense now that you can watch that calm and comfort spreading throughout the shoulders and the top of the back, almost like silken, invisible light, yet perfectly strong fingers, massaging pure rest and comfort all the way into you. That's good. Now, the backs and fronts of those arms can have that comfort now. All the cells of you just resting deeper. And the forearms and elbows can relax more deeply. And a trace of deep rest can filter down to both wrists and circle those wrists, bringing such comfort and calm now. And now the hands can relax, the knuckles and the palms. And in each finger in turn can grow calmer as the whole of you just breathes a deep sigh of relief and calm. And in your mind, you can follow that comfort up to your face. And the chin can calm and rest. And the muscles and the side of that face can feel such relaxation and calmness. That's it. Even the cheeks can rest, and the jaw, then up again to the muscles around your eyes. And the forehead can have that soothing and smoothing restful sensation as you rest deeper to the sound of my voice. That's it. And some people describe cigarettes as like reliable friends who are always there for them or who never desert them or with whom they can just have a chat on the phone or maybe even an evening drink. And you know, those same people, those very same people, if they associated with a person who they knew was stealing from them and who would one day turn around and stab them in the back, well, actually, you know they wouldn't want to associate with that person at all. And I want you to think about relationships. Because some relationships are a whole lot healthier than others. And you know, people can get themselves into abusive relationships. And at first, it can seem as if they get something from that abusive partner. Maybe that person seems to be there for them when they need them. Maybe that person's there for a chat or can be quite charming, but really, there's no relationship at all because the abusive partner just starts to diminish the confidence and even the health of that person who starts to be victimized by their abusive partner. And sometimes for a while they may even defend their partner, saying that deep down, they're good, they're worthwhile. But if you really look at what's happening, you see that they're just being used for money or whatever. And there's no real respect at all. And here's the thing, people defend cigarettes in this way, for a time anyway. I enjoy it, they say. It helps me to relax. And you can see this pattern in abusive relationships all the time. But so often that abused partner begins to see through the other person. They begin to see what others are seeing, how they've been manipulated and used and damaged by that relationship, and then they decide they want out. Now suddenly they're less charmed and less taken in and less manipulated by their so-called partner. Although somebody who takes so much and manipulates and cheats and steals, they're never really a proper partner anyway. And so make up their mind and then they end it. And others around them might think, that's great, what a relief, finally they got rid of them. And you know what happens? A few weeks or a few months or even a few years sometimes. Maybe they're a little bit tired. Maybe they've had a few drinks or maybe they're at a loose ends and the old so-called partner calls them up just out of the blue like that. And they say, hey, why don't we just meet up? No strings attached, just for old time's sake. And that person thinks, why not? Before you know it, guess what? They're back together again. And don't make any mistakes about it. Smoking's going to try it on with you too. It'll whisper in your ears when you're a little bit bored or when you've had a few drinks. Or maybe you've had a long day. Or maybe somebody says something that upsets you, makes you feel scared, anxious, stressed, or angry. But don't be fooled and taken in. Because you see, of course it wants you to take it back. You paid for it. While it was abusing and directing your body and dirtying and filthing all your arteries. So you're a pretty good bet for the tobacco industry, aren't you? So my message to you is don't just be ready for it. Be ready for it. And when it really gets the message, it's no longer going to have its way with you. It's going to leave you alone and it's going to victimize somebody else. And you know, I once worked with a man who'd been in an abusive relationship with nicotine for many, many years. But he had long since fallen out of love with it. In fact, he could see right through it entirely, but he no longer felt confident enough about being abused so long by nicotine that he could just live without it. But you know, when all was said and done, this was a practical, sensible businessman who'd also owned lots of properties. And I said that, of course, tobacco didn't want to end that relationship with him because it had found a home. It found a home where its rent was paid for by the landlord. Imagine, I said, being allowed to live someplace and being paid to live there by the owner of the property. And not only that, but being allowed to travel. Well, all the time, the owner just ran and fetched and carried for you and paid for you to ruin their property. Well, you see, after that, because he was such a practical man, he decided he could no longer countenance being pushed around and used in that way any longer. Go ahead and quit, I said. Those tobacco executives, they're not going to starve without your contribution. And anyway, once cigarettes have totally destroyed their living environment, there'd be no more contribution anyway. And right now, as your body relaxes deeply, you can just think about the fact that when the surface of water is calm, that's when it mirrors reality accurately and evenly. Forgive them the distortions of agitation and unrest. And right now, your mind can be so calm, so tranquil. So just getting a sense of time in your future, free from that one-sided abusive relationship with smoking. Knowing that you won, you broke free. And get a sense of that more confident future. And notice how when it tries to charm its way back in for old time's sake, you can be totally ready for it until it gives up eventually. Until it gives up even trying. That's it. And notice how as you move into the future, you'll have more energy and that sparkle in your eyes. And as you continue to relax now, I want you to think about things. Because of course it's more natural not to voluntarily inhale the most effective aging drug known to man. And once upon a time and a place, you didn't. And there would have been minutes and hours a day and weeks and months and years, maybe even more than a decade, when you didn't finance the tobacco industry and you didn't compromise your own health or sacrifice your future for the benefits of others. And a part of you could just get a sense of those times. Times from before you ever got taken in. Times before you were conned by serotonin-destroying, lung-squeezing, cancer-producing, heart-compromising, wrinkle-multiplying cigarettes. And you know, you would have woken up in the morning. You would have known about cigarettes, certainly, but they just weren't even relevant to you. And a part of you could just get a sense of those times right now. Maybe times when you were just under the age of 10, and there was a familiar place or somewhere you liked and you went there and you entirely, and just a natural non-smoker. And a part of you knows really well how to do that. And your hands remember and your lungs remember and your skin and your hair remember how to be naturally free and independent of that poison. And you can just get a sense of doing things without the need to undermine the very cells of your body, the cells that keep you here in this world today. And your skin remembers having more relaxed oxygen and nutrients. And you can recall having more life. And every part of you can recall those times when being free of a smoke was simply a way of life. And there would have been a particular area and location or other locations and areas that would have been familiar when you were just a normal non-smoker in your mind. So you could just get a sense of a type of a happy, relaxed day from before. When you just do things throughout the day, naturally as a non-smoker. That's it. And you can just rest deeply because it's so much more natural not to do that than to do it. So much more natural not to. Not to breathe in 4,000 different chemicals, all of which utterly undermine your very physical makeup, than to do that. And you know, at some time you learned, like many others did, the wrong things to do in such a way that it seemed like the right thing to do. And your heart and your lungs and your hair and your eyes and your skin and life and cells all had to suffer because of that wrong learning. But they can all recall a time before that wrong learning, when you were free and the pollution of the world and the cars and the chimneys was quite enough, thanks very much, without having to add to it with your own close-up pollution. And when you were a child, certain things fitted for a while. And you could even recall the experience of having maybe a pair of shoes that fitted for a while. But then your feet begin to grow. And you know those shoes, they just begin to squeeze the ends of your toes, cutting off the blood supply to them. And you could wear those shoes for a while, but then you outgrew them. And you didn't have to try to stop wearing them because they were hurting you. And there are certain other things that you outgrow. And you start to outgrow them when they begin to squeeze you. And your feet just breathe this sigh of relief not to have to wear those tightly fitting shoes. And there are some things that you do when you're 20 that you don't do when you're 30. There are things you do when you're 10 you don't do when you're 20. There are things that you do when you're a kid that you don't do as you grow older and more mature and wiser. And you grow out of smoking because it starts to squeeze. And it squeezes a way lot more than the tightest shoes ever do. Smoking at first is a behavior you can wear for a while, but then it just begins to squeeze money from your pocket. It squeezes blood from your genitals, from your eyes and your ears, your teeth, your gums. And it squeezes your lungs and your heart. And yes, it even squeezes your brain. You see, shoes never did that, did they? And it squeezes shoes, it squeezes youthfulness and freshness and collagen from your skin. And time. Time from the end of your life. It no longer fits. And it's constricting everything. And quickly, people don't actually quit, they just grow out of it. Because it no longer fits who they are and who they want to be. And your body's needs, it actually becomes painful to do that. Because your body needs you to grow out of the things that have been sabotaging your health, your energy, your time and your finances. And people don't quit, they grow out of it because it no longer fits who you are and your body's needs. It actually becomes painful to do this, but people become so used to the squeezing that they can forget to even notice it. Feeling that this is the way they are sometimes meant to look and feel. And you're not stopping anything, you see. You're actually starting something, you're starting a life. When you started smoking, that's when you gave up something. And when you stop smoking, you gain health, you gain fitness, energy and vitality. And the first cigarette that you ever had was the honest one, because your body reacted honestly to it. You might have coughed and spluttered, but you had to use the willpower to start smoking. And you persevered, didn't you? And anything that you do over and over can start to feel natural after a while. Any form of self-harm can also start to feel normal over time. And all that willpower you use to override your body's natural response to cigarettes, that can be put to so many other uses in life. And when you no longer wear that tight-fitting, constrictive, pressurizing and squeezing smoking, it's such a relief. And you can get that sense of finally starting to take it off and getting back to how you really should be all along. And from now on, you'll be particularly aware how smoking squeezes you and how comfortable that really isn't. How uncomfortable it is to be squeezed and how comfortable it will be when you just don't do that anymore. And so as you relax, in a moment you'll be able to come back to the room. Now if you're resting in your bed going off to sleep, certainly you can come back to the room, open your eyes and then go back to sleep, or just leave them sleeping. But if you're ready to get up into your day, just begin to open your eyes right now and begin to drift back into the room, feeling so much more rested, so calm and so relaxed, knowing that you're ready to make a change for good and be the person you were born to be. That's it. So have a beautiful day or evening. And remember to continue to play these recordings each day or night till you've really broken free of that abusive relationship.